It's Saturday, January 19th, 2008, and this is Schleppcast, episode 29. This is the first podcast of the new year. We'd like to kick it off by having a reading from Travel Schlepp's new novella, the first chapter. The wind blew a strange and evil tiding that pushed past the screen and billowed the curtains into the room. Little Schlepp stepped carefully past the other stuffed animals and quietly hopped off his shelf to her scurry across the darkened bedroom. He paused a moment before he leaped up to the window, managed to grab the window ledge on the second try after he remembered to lift with his breath on the inhale like he had been taught in Tai Chi. With a huff, he pulled himself onto the window and looked out across the yard to the south. Strange clouds scudded in front of the gibbous moon. He could imagine Lightfeather snug in her nest in the mulberry tree and Terence burrowed in among the hummus beneath the vinca. Something was not right, and his friends were outside with it, unaware and unprotected. With a shove, Schlepp pushed the screen out enough to slip through and drop softly into the periwinkle bed below. Even with the strange clouds blocking the moonlight, the furry one was able to make his way over to Terence's burrow. Tap, tap. Schlepp's paw rapped on Terence's shell. Huh? What? Who's there? It's me, Schlepp. Wake up. We gotta find Lightfeather. Yawn. Terence stretched his neck and turned it to and fro to get the kinks out. What time is it? After midnight. Come on, let's get Lightfeather. Are you crazy? I can't climb her tree. I know where her branch is, but you'll need Louie to get up there. Crash! A large shape suddenly appeared next to Terence. Schlepp's heart leapt to his mouth. Terence disappeared in a flash into his armored shell. Somebody mentioned my name, said Louie in his soft New Orleans drawl. Terence slowly peeked out again, blinking. The monkey's silver fur gleamed even in the faint moonlight. Jeez, oh, Pete, Louie, you scared us to death, Schlepp exclaimed. How'd you find us? Schlepp, you bears just make too much noise opening windows. Well, now that you're here, let's find Lightfeather. Something's not right, and we need to make sure she's okay. Terence sighed. A turtle can't get a decent night's rest around here. Come on, it's this way. A few moments later, they stood at the base of the mulberry tree as Louie disappeared among the branches toward Lightfeather's nest. Minutes passed, and then Louie's voice came to them in a loud whisper, tinged with desperation. Schlepp! Terence! Lightfeather's gone! What do you mean, gone? She can't fly at night. No, she's gone, like kidnapped. No blood, no feathers. There's just this green goop on the branch and an empty nest. Schlepp had known, and now he knew for certain something evil was afoot. Time for action. Terence, get Big Schlepp. Tell him we need to mobilize the brigade. With that, Terence rumbled into high gear, such as it is for a turtle, and vanished into the night, muttering, get Big Schlepp, mobilize the brigade, get Big Schlepp. Louie, Schlepp called up into the tree, bring that green stuff down here. Don't get it on your paws, use a stick or a leaf. Minutes later, Louie swung down out of the mulberry tree with a leaf under his arm. Curiously, Louie glowed with a soft golden light, and little sparks occasionally popped off the top of his head. They carefully unrolled it, and the vile phosphorescent green goo glowed dimly. I feel all tingly, Schlepp. I might float away if a gust of wind comes up. I don't know what it is, but Big Schlepp's got to see this. He'll know what to do. That concludes our first installment of Travel Schlepp's new novella. We'll be back in a few weeks and continue the story.